lime smoking in a square hole, and a ladder suspended along an old penthouse with straw partitions. A young girl was weeding in a field where a huge yellow poster, probably of some outside spectacle, such as a parish festival, was fluttering in the wind. At one corner of the inn, beside a pool in which a flotilla of ducks was navigating, a badly paved path plunged into the bushes. The wayfarer struck into this. After traversing 100 paces, skirting a wall of the 15th century, surmounted by a pointed gable, with bricks set in contrast, he found himself before a large door of arched stone, with a rectilinear impost in the sombre style of Louis XIV, flanked by 2 flat medallions. A severe façade rose above this door. A wall, perpendicular to the façade, almost touched the door, and flanked it with an abrupt right angle. In the meadow before the door lay 3 harrows, through which, in disorder, grew all the flowers of May. The door was closed. The 2 decrepit leaves which barred it were ornamented with an old rusty knocker. The sun was charming, the branches had that soft shivering of May, which seems to proceed rather from the nests than from the wind. A brave little bird, probably a lover, was carolling in a distracted manner in a large tree. The wayfarer bent over and examined a rather large...